How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. Did you know that you can get ranch soda, bacon soda, pumpkin pie soda, peanut butter and jelly soda? All of these things are available from the Jones Soda Company, not a sponsor. Unless they want to be. I really am not interested in ranch soda. So we were in small group tonight, the men's Fight Club small group, nerdofgodcast.com for more information for it, or for the ladies Vault 31. Yes, a plug. Yeah, that was a plug. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. So we were talking about these really weird soda possibilities, and how the other day at work, I, along with some coworkers, tested the possibility of making your own Baja Blast. Baja Blast is a personal favorite soda of mine. It's the Taco Bell exclusive Mountain Dew flavor. You can make it with three simple ingredients: Sprite, regular Mountain Dew, and blue Gatorade, or well, more preferably blue Powerade, but that's beside the point. Try it for yourself. It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. But we were fascinated by all these weird sodas you can get. There's Thanksgiving sodas. There's a thousand different combinations, and that's just on the Sonic menu. There are infinite possibilities when it comes to soda. But ultimately, and I say this as someone who has drunk a lot of soda. A lot. I'm a Mountain Dew Livewire Code Red person, personally. Ultimately, no matter how many varieties of grape and orange and creamsicle and strawberry and cherry and whatever Voltage and Livewire are, no matter how many varieties of soda there are, ultimately, none of them are good for you. Shocker. The thing that is mostly sugar, caffeine, and genetically engineered food dyes, it's not healthy. Look, I'd love to say it's because I'm a gamer or because I'm a nerd that I love these things. No, it's because I'm overweight and I like sugar. And I keep going back to them. No matter what varieties of them I try, I keep going back to the soda even though I know it's not good for me. It's very easy in life to keep going back to the things we know aren't good for us. Will God always forgive us when we make those poor decisions? Sure. That's grace. But we try not to take advantage of grace. We try not to let grace become a crutch, because that's not the point, and it never has been. We have an opportunity. We are imperfect creatures, but we have a chance to change, to turn around the things we're doing, to stop, to come back to God and start over, to move forward into a new day, in a new life, to the new creatures we are in His grace and His forgiveness, and to not keep going back to the same mistakes, the same poor choices. 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it means we need to make a change so that we're not just going back to God over and over again, with Him knowing exactly why we're there, for the exact same reason we were last time. It's important to work to get better, to change those things in your life that shouldn't be there, to start new habits, to replace your soda with water or smoothies or milk or any number of other beverages that are either better for you or at least not as bad. That doesn't necessarily work with sin. Don't replace bad sins with less bad sins. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a change. We're trying to get to a better place in our walk with God, where we're making better decisions and we're making them consistently and not going back to those old things that ultimately just hurt us. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, if you have any of the peanut butter and jelly soda, I'm curious. But none of that sweet corn or buffalo wing soda. That I'm good on.